Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The crazy thing about this entire shutdown is that the Democrats are even acknowledging they got nothing out of this, and they look weak and they look stupid and everything like that. Yeah, but like I said, they won Virginia, they won Jersey, they won basically everything. And the government shutdown is the reason why, because we underestimated just exactly how much people were blaming Democrats or blaming Republicans and blaming President Trump. And, you know, I was talking to somebody today. Remember I mentioned that New Jersey, the Gateway Tunnel Project, which we were not talking about down here. And I've long said this about New Jersey, much like Pennsylvania. I mean, one of my favorite political axioms from James Carville, when he said Pennsylvania is Pittsburgh and Philadelphia and Alabama in between, and he wasn't. I mean, maybe he was probably putting down everybody in that part of the state because that's what Democrats think. But he meant in terms of it being a sea of red. And obviously, we've seen that change around the counties of Philadelphia to a degree. But it's really almost two different states in the sense that if you were to take those two cities and then leave the rest of Pennsylvania, and we made a lot of inroads in the collar counties, and obviously President Trump won those counties in 2024, won some of them anyway. But New Jersey is definitely two different states, North Jersey, South Jersey. We were not seeing in South Jersey the effect that the president saying he was going to cancel the Gateway Tunnel Project. And what I found out today, and I didn't know this because I'm not in North Jersey, I'm in South Jersey, I'm in Burlington County, is that up in North Jersey, they were handing out flyers to people at the commuter rail stations. There's a lot of people that live along the rail lines in Morris County, Bergen County, Essex County, Hudson County, Somerset County. They were handing out flyers there saying that the president killed the Gateway Tunnel Project. And it was not something on our radar and not something a lot of people thought would have an impact. But, you know, it clearly did. That, the food stamps, threatening people were going to lose their food stamps and not be able to feed their kids and everything else. I mean, all these things played into it. And then they win, and then Sunday they come to the table and they open the government. And that's it. That was it. So now they all have to pretend like they're all upset because they didn't get anything out of this. Here's the president talking about what the Democrats did, as he criticized the extremist Democrats for doing this government shutdown as we begin our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. And by the way, it's been a great show. We've had some great guests earlier in the show today. The authors of the new book on Bob Menendez, the most corrupt senator, Gold Bar Bob Menendez. Kennedy herself, Kennedy Nation, my buddy, she was on, and we have become friends. I tell you, it's great. Every chance I get to, you know, be on a show with her, whether it's Fela's show or whether it's America's Newsroom or something, she's it's been really nice getting to know her. And you should definitely go see her at Soul Joel's next Saturday night, the 22nd. I said Thursday earlier, but it's Saturday. And then we had on, you just heard Michael O'Neill, a terrific job he did as we were breaking down the tariff case before SCOTUS. So, yeah, good stuff so far. But here's the president, cut number one.
Over the past 7 weeks, the Democrats shut down has inflicted massive harm. They caused 20,000 flights to be canceled or delayed. They departed so many times, so late. People were hurt so badly. Nobody's ever seen anything like this one. This was a no-brainer. This was an easy extension. But they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. And they look very bad, the Democrats do. They deprived more than 1 million government workers from their paychecks and cut off food stamp benefits for millions and millions more Americans in need. They caused tens of thousands of federal contractors and small businesses to go unpaid. And the total effect of the damage their antics caused will take weeks and probably months to really calculate accurately, including the serious harm that they did to our economy and to people and to families. So I just want to tell the American people, you should not forget this. When we come up to midterms and other things, don't forget what they've done to our country. I also want to call for a termination to the filibuster so that this can never happen again.
I'm not a fan of ending the filibuster. I think we've got to be very careful with this. I really do. The filibuster is the one thing that's going to stop the Democrats from expanding the Supreme Court. We had a clip of James Carville the other day. Matt, can you see if you can find it? I never got to play it, but he's talking about expanding the Supreme Court to, what'd he say, 12, I think is what Carville said. Do you remember that?
I think it was 12.
Yeah. And obviously, I've told you before, they want to make Puerto Rico a state. They want to make D.C. a state. The filibuster is one thing that will stop them if they get a majority. So I am firmly against ending the filibuster, because you got to be real careful about this stuff here. If the Democrats get the majority in the Senate and the filibuster's dead, and I know people say, well, they'll do it anyway, but they haven't. And if we do it, then it's done. And then at that point, there's nothing to stop them if they have a majority in the Senate from expanding the Supreme Court, from making D.C. and Puerto Rico states. There's nothing to stop them. And that's the problem, is that it becomes the one tool you have if the Democrats get a majority. Now, I do think they will end the filibuster. I do. I think they will. But what I'm hoping is that there'll be some at least reasonable Democrats at that point who will say no to that, just like Kyrsten Sinema said no to ending the filibuster, and Joe Manchin said no to ending the filibuster. I'm hoping that John Fetterman will say no to ending the filibuster. I'm hoping that there'll be at least some reasonable Democrats that will say no, because they did last time. I can only hope, but I can tell you that it would be very short term to think that it's a good idea. And when people say, but they'll do it anyway, but they didn't last time. There were Democrats who said no. And that's why I can't just concede that point and turn around and go, oh, yeah, we'll do it anyway, because they didn't. So I'm going to hope that they won't in the future. But I do know one thing, is that when the filibuster is over, when the Democrats get 51 votes in the Senate, we're blanked. We are blanked in terms of having a way to stop them, but if the filibuster is still there, and then you get, they have 51 votes, but you have a Fetterman who says he's not going to kill the filibuster, and maybe another senator who's elected who's also of the mindset of thinking long term, then we're okay. We have a chance of stopping, say, this. And here's James Carville. Take a listen.
I want to talk to Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Alito, Justice Barrett, Justice Kavanaugh, Justice Gorsuch. I might be forgetting one. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. A Democrat is going to be elected in 2028. You know that. I know that. It's going to be a Democratic House. It's going to be a Democratic Senate. The Democratic president is going to announce a special transition advisory committee on the reform of the Supreme Court, that we could have our third branch of government has lost the faith and trust of American people, and his president would are going to do everything along. He's going to appoint a blue ribbon, maybe Judge Luttig and the dean of the, you know, just the usual suspects, all right? And they're going to recommend that the number of Supreme Court justices go from 9 to 13. That's going to happen, people. That's going to happen to you.
Yeah, well, he's not wrong. That's 100% what they're going to do. 100%. They've talked about this for a long time. They've talked about this. It's something they want to do, and then you know what? They'll do it. That's the scary proposition about all this. That's the scary thing. President Trump signing the bill to officially end the Democrat government shutdown, get the government working again. What the Democrats achieved here was absolutely nothing, except for winning Virginia and New Jersey and a lot of other places, too. Cut two.
So with all of that, I just want to tell you the country has never been in better shape. We went through this short-term disaster with the Democrats because they thought it would be good politically. And it's an honor now to sign this incredible bill and get our country working again. Thank you.
And you give him a win, and it does look like a win for him. The problem, though, is that we know that it's not a win for us. It's a win for them because now they have two new governors, and they're gonna cry and scream and gnash their teeth. But now that the government is back open, let's talk Jeffrey Epstein, shall we? So the House Speaker said he's going to put the bill up next week to require the Department of Justice to release the Epstein files. He's going to bring that to a floor vote next week. This is what he said on that. Cut number four.
So, as you all noticed tonight, as soon as the discharge petition received the 218th signature, we brought it up on unanimous consent. And that would, as you know, make it, we'd get it through the process immediately. The Democrats, shockingly, opposed it. So it was a staggering level of hypocrisy. I think some of them regretted it because within about a half hour of that, there was a lot of confusion, and some of them claimed that they did not object, but they did, and that's what happened on the floor. So we're going to put that on the floor for a full vote next week as soon as we get back. In the meantime, I'll remind everybody, the Oversight Committee has been working around the clock, even through the government shutdown, for maximum transparency and full disclosure, as we have all been for since the very beginning. There's now, by my count, I think it's around 50,000 pages of documents that have been released. There was another big tranche that came out today, another 20,000 pages. They have gone through, combed through the Epstein estate files, which, I'll remind everyone, was not even anticipated in the discharge petition. And that's been a treasure trove, because included in that was Epstein's own personal financial ledgers, his travel logs, and his daily calendar, and all sorts of other things. So that's going to continue. The subpoenas are being complied with, and more are on the way.
Now, Stephen A. Smith made a really good point about the Democrats' obsession with the Epstein files. And look, I am all about releasing these files. I want them all released. I want transparency. I've been saying this. What I don't believe for a second, though, is I don't believe that Donald Trump did anything wrong. I don't believe that he's in there, because I think it would have all come out if that was the case. But nevertheless, Stephen A. Smith ripping into Democrats for only caring about this now. Cut 26.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind that the Epstein files were in existence and free to have been opened during the Biden administration. You were there for 4 years. How come you didn't open it as a Democratic Party then? What am I missing? I'm not saying I know. It's a legitimate question. Maybe I don't remember the answer. Maybe my extraordinary producers should be able to help me during the commercial break. But from my understanding, the same files that were open or being open now with the 220 pages of documents or whatever it is with various emails, that could have been done when Biden was in office. Well, why didn't you do it? If it's so important now, what were the Democrats doing at that particular moment in time?
I don't know why I asked to yell, but...
See? This is the kind of stuff that smells. Because my attitude is, just deducing how much they despise Trump, is if there was some real bona fide dirt on him, since you went after him with the 34 felony convictions, which essentially was deduced to him paying hush money to Stormy Daniels, a porn star, just so she wouldn't reveal their happenings with one another leading up to the election in 2016. Okay? If you had something like that that you were willing to parade him through the streets with, of course, if you had something on him about Epstein, you'd have let it go earlier to make sure he didn't become the 47th president. That's just my thinking from a logical perspective. But what do I know?
Well, of course. I mean, obviously, you're going to go after Trump on everything. You're certainly not going to leave Epstein on the table, right? If you're going after Trump on literally everything and arguing that the value of Mar-a-Lago is $82,000 or whatever the stupid, the $28 million, whatever, it might as well be $82,000 at that point. Of course you're going to bring up Epstein, and you had 4 years of control of the Justice Department. So of course, if there was something there that implicated Donald Trump, of course you would put it out there. But I'm telling you right now, the reason why Jeffrey Epstein, the truth is never going to come to light on this, no matter what votes they take, no matter what, is not about Donald Trump, but it is about our national intelligence. It's national security and it's national intelligence, and the truth is never going to come out. Never. Never. And that's just a fact. And yeah, you know, it's also probably about protecting very powerful people and very powerful elites and people at the epicenter of money and power and connections and all those things. Absolutely. But it also probably inevitably implicates maybe Israel, maybe the Mossad, maybe our own national security people who worked side by side to bring people to his island and implicate them in very, very nefarious positions, and then we get them to do our bidding. I have no doubts about that. I mean, you can't make an argument that when the prosecutor in Florida says the guy is a national security asset, that he's just making that up. You know what I mean? He's not making that up. He's just, that is the reality. That's the truth. And so that's where we are. I would not hold my breath for the transparency on that. Yeah, probably very powerful people are implicated in that, but it's much more so about powerful countries that are implicated in that, and much more so about the fact that our own national security is implicated in that. And that makes us look very, very bad. And incidentally, there's a thing with Bob Menendez where many years ago, he put in this Menendez rule, which said that the United States of America can't work with bad guys, basically. That's kind of the basis of it. We can't work with bad guys in pursuit of national security issues. So and that's BS. And of course we do. And we do bad things, and every country on earth does bad things, but we don't want those bad things to come out because we just don't want our people, our own people, to know that. You know what I mean? So don't hold your breath, but it's not because of Donald Trump, because if it was, it would have come out. Like I said, not probably in 2016. because Bill Clinton's wife was running against him. And we, God knows, Bill Clinton's fingerprints are all over Jeffrey Epstein. We know that. But certainly in 2020, and certainly in the 4 years that Biden was president, and they had control of the Justice Department, and Merrick Garland was hell-bent on getting Donald Trump on anything he possibly could. So there's no way in hell they wouldn't let slip something, even if, by the way, it hurt our national security, even if it implicated one of our allies, even if those things had happened. It doesn't matter, because that's getting Trump mattered more than anything. Stopping Trump, getting him mattered more than anything else, more than relationships with our allies, more than making us look bad. Nothing else mattered. It was a pure and utter get Trump position, period. So that would have absolutely 100% come out. So I'm not worried about that. I want transparency. I've been asking for transparency. I think the president should just, in my opinion, should just say, let's have transparency. I don't think he should even say much more than that, because the evidence speaks for itself. And if individual things come out, like that email and other things, well, then, you know, hit that particular thing and go after that. But there are too many people in MAGA, like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, who are pushing for this, that it's inevitable that at some point a lot's going to come out. But I've been in politics a long time, and there's nothing off limits. Nothing. So there's no doubt in my mind that if they even had the ability to manipulate something to look like Donald Trump did something with Jeffrey Epstein, they would have used it, they would have put it out there, and they would have made it an issue. No doubt. Because the stuff I've seen in politics, the stuff, I mean, look, you pay attention to this stuff too. You've seen it yourself. They go after people for some of the most, literally, I mean, if a guy gets a DUI, they'll use that to destroy his candidacy. So they're certainly going to use a relationship with a convicted sex offender to destroy his candidacy, and maybe worse. No matter what the implications of that would be, even if it exposed our national security operation as being nothing more than somebody that peddles people to Pedophile Island, you know? All right, Dr. Mike Venere, a great guy, great friend, great dentist, and the master of dental implants, the one and only. He's the best. How do we know he's the best? Well, that's because for 12 years, other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike. So think about this in your own life, right? Somebody comes to you and says, will you write a letter of recommendation for me? Will you be a reference for me? You're putting your name on the line for them. Now, if you're a dentist and you're sending somebody, you're sending one of your patients to another dentist, you bet that person better be the best, because it's on you. Well, that's what's been happening with Dr. Mike for 12 years. And all those dentists who send their patients to Dr. Mike, they look like rock stars, because they've sent their patients to the best. So when it comes to complicated dental implants or other complex dental procedures, go see Dr. Mike Venere. He's my family's dentist, too, and he gave my wife a beautiful smile upgrade last year when she needed new veneers, and he gave her caps, and her smile has never looked more beautiful. Great people in the office, and there's two locations, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Wonderful people, great music playing in the office. He's a great conversationalist. You'll love talking to him. Real smart guy. So, you know, just make the call. Go to 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VenereaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenereaDental.com. Remember, he's my dentist. He's my friend. He's the undisputed master of dental implants. Simply nobody better than Dr. Mike Venere. VenereaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
I don't know, Justin, if I can play the bear hug video. I just don't know. I really don't know. It's funny, but I also don't know if it's going to get us in trouble. I just don't know.
It's a decent question because Newman went out of his way. I previewed a little bit of it. It is very high quality.
It is very high quality, no doubt about that. By the way, Boggs Chips on the YouTube chat says, Rich, if you yelled, you'd be clipped and played on podcasts across the country. It's true, I would. I guess yelling's all the rage. All right, why don't we play it, and then we'll see what happens if I did today, I got invited. This is very exciting. I got invited to the America's Newsroom Christmas cocktail party that Bill and Dana are hosting.
Really? So,
yeah.
Good
yeah.
stuff. You're moving up.
Yeah, it's and I'll have to take the day off, obviously, because it's from 1 to 3 p.m., and it's Christmas cocktails, so... It's in New York, so there's no chance I'm coming to work after that. You know what I mean? So that'll be a rare Wednesday takeoff versus a Friday. And then at that point, you might as well take the whole friggin' week, right? Am I right? So
that logic works for me.
Oh, no, it's a Thursday. Thursday the 11th. Oh, so I got to take Thursday the 11th off. Okay, cool. Why not? The hell? Then I might as well take Friday the 12th off. Just kidding. Maybe, sort of. All right, so if we play this video and then we get in trouble, then I'll just blame DeSantis because he's the executive producer of the show. So it's his fault.
I don't think you're going to get in trouble. I think this is fun. I liked it. I thought Newman did a great job on this.
All right, so basically, just to refresh everybody's memory, what happened is I went to that network that we don't talk about, and I did the first show that they do, and I got a hug from Carly Shimkus, and that was really nice in the lobby. And they were having problems getting me upstairs. There was no greeter there yet, so Carly, you know, escorted me upstairs, and that was really nice. The next day I went back and I did America's Newsroom, and there was Brett Baer at the table, and it was kind of like a less than warm and fuzzy. I mean, he was nice, don't get me wrong, but he didn't jump out of his chair and give me a bear hug. And so this became a thing, the bear hug. And Newman Price made a song about it, and then I challenged him to make a video, and he did. So if you're still on the YouTube stream in the 6 o'clock hour, even though I'm not on camera because I can only handle so much of that, you'll get to see this. And if not, if not, because God knows we are not putting this on social media. So, and Newman, neither are you. We're going to play this on the YouTube chat. We're going to leave it right here and hope to God that nobody at Fox sees it. And that's just going to be the end of it. A one and done special for those who stay tuned for the fourth hour on the YouTube chat. That sounds pretty good, right?
I think it's endearing. I bet if Brett saw this, he would come up to you and give you a great big hug.
You think I'd finally get that bear hug?
I think so. Brett seems like a really nice guy. I bet he, if he knew it meant that much to you, he would make your dreams come true.
All right, well, without further ado, we all could use a bear hug, so let's get a hug.
It was early in the morning, bright TV lights were on. Rich was feeling great, like the king of the dawn. Carly walked up smiling, gave a hug so sweet. Fox and Friends magic, you know it can't be. But then Brett came strolling down that long hallway. Rich stood there smiling, hoping maybe today. But no warm embrace, no squeeze, no hug. Just a nod, just a wave, and someone pulled the rug. Carly's hug lingered, made Rich glow and gleam. But a bear hug from Brett is the stuff of dreams. Yeah, Rich had a wish that he hadn't yet confessed. To get a bro hug from Brett, yeah, nothing less.
Then he has me falling on the floor.
Now some say newsmen don't hug, they just shake. But Rich felt a heartbreak no camera could fake. He didn't want much, and it made him shrug. When Rich didn't get a good old-fashioned bear hug, he laughed it off live, kept the show rolling tight. But deep down inside, it just didn't feel right. He'll remember that morning, you can place a sure bet. Carly's hug was gold, but it ain't Brett. But then Brett came strolling down that long hallway. Rich stood there smiling, hoping maybe today. But no warm embrace, no squeeze, no hug. Just a nod, just a wave, and someone pulled the rug. Oh, Carly gave the hug. And Brett, well, he just said hey.
Bravo, Newman Price. Bravo. Well done. That's excellent work. The only issue I have is that's fat. That's a fat picture of me.
You didn't look fat. I thought AI made you look pretty skinny.
There was one scene where I was sitting there on the couch and I had a little belly. So, but great job, Newman Price. That guy's good, man. He's good. Making freaking music videos now. So, damn.
The song was catchy, too.
Song was great. Song was fantastic. So, I'm really impressed. I don't know how the hell he does that. I hope he's getting money for this. We're not paying him, so I hope somebody is.
God, no. Yeah.
No. We barely
have enough to pay us, yeah.
Exactly. But he's really good. That takes a lot. So if you're just listening, what he did was he took pictures and then turned those into actual moving images. So he was able to basically take stock photos and make them come alive. And there was scenes of hugs and not hugs and me falling. And yeah, I mean, just well done. Think of a classic MTV music video. I should have played this for Kennedy is what I should have done and said, Kennedy, in your days as a VJ back in the day, what do you think? Would this have made it as a great music video? Because I think so. I think it would have. I mean, it's probably the greatest music video, Aerosmith with Alicia Silverstone and Liv Tyler, at least for me at that point in my life. But this would be right up there with that, I think. So
I just asked ChatGPT what the greatest music videos of all time were. Number one, Michael Jackson's Thriller in 1983. Beyonce, Single Ladies in 2008. And then there it is at number three. It's the Rich Cioli, Brett Bear Hug 2025. So
you see, I mean, come on. You can't beat that. Just saying. Look at that. I'll tell you what. So what do we want to give Newman Price as another assignment?
Christmas? Do we start the Christmas thing yet? Because we're getting
that.
Close.
What was the Christmas thing going to be?
I haven't thought of anything for Christmas. But I was thinking, do we start petitioning for Christmas songs, Christmas carols, since we're getting closer and closer to Christmas?
Yeah, probably. And I think we should have him do a video making fun of Matt DeSantis for everything. Coca-Cola, brioche buns, fake girlfriend.
I don't know about that.
Don't you think?
I think we're probably okay without the...
Justin, Matt don't you think that would be really, really... Mute his mic. Don't you think that would be really...
I think that would be a great idea.
No, we don't need that.
How about Matt DeSantis' fake girlfriend AI video with him just, you know, sitting at home drinking Coca-Cola, eating peanut butter on brioche, peanut butter and jelly on brioche.
Bologna on brioche.
Bologna on brioche, right. Bologna on brioche. Which is funny because his girlfriend, being real, is bologna. So he likes to eat bologna. You know what I mean?
A sad little Christmas tree in the Arizona desert.
Yeah, right. Alone in the Arizona desert, far away from the studio.
Hey, I'll be back, not next week, but the week after.
Oh, good. We can do our Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week and finally get Linda Kearns off my back.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't think you're going to make it the entire week. I think you could maybe make it half a day, but by the time we hit that 6 o'clock hour, there's no chance.
Yeah, I may have to pre-record that hour every week, every day that week, just to deal with that. I'm just saying.
But yeah, you can watch me drink my creamy vanilla Christmas Cokes in person. Very exciting. Great news for you guys.
Well, we're very excited about that. I mean, we could add that to it as well. You know what I mean? We could add that.
The only person buying that holiday Coke, but I'm excited about it. That's a great add to the music video that I don't want.
Well, Newman Price has got his work cut out for him. No doubt about that. Oh, Dave McCormick made a good video. He made a good AI video to all the New Yorkers concerned about their future and said Pennsylvania's calling. He texted this to me the other night. I thought it was really well done. He said he's coming to the show next week, Matt. Is that right?
Yeah, just trying to figure out which day, but he'll be on at some point next week.
Okay, good. Well, here's the video he put together to all the New Yorkers who are concerned about their future. It's a great video to watch, too, because one of the clips, I believe, are Jets fans with paper bags over their head. Is that right, Justin?
Yeah. I mean, I'm always down for making fun of Jets fans. Another poverty franchise in the list of many.
Yeah, that's easy to do, right? All right, cut 21.
Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani will be elected the next mayor of New York, New York.
Are you worried about your future in New York? Because I have just the place for you. Pennsylvania, where America was born. We've got mountains, winning football teams, world-class universities, and no one is going to make you feel unwelcome. For loving America, loving freedom, and loving your God. We're rebuilding steel, innovating life sciences, leading the AI revolution, and creating tens of thousands of jobs in shipbuilding, energy, and AI infrastructure. Forget about the high taxes, the socialists, the losing football teams. If you're looking for a change of scenery, all you have to do is head west on I-80. The Keystone State is calling. Come on down.
The best part of that, though, is that with the football fans with the paper bags on their head. I think there was Jet fans, right?
Yeah, they were. The worst part is you can't even tell like what era of Jets they are, because this is just a recurring theme with the Jets franchise. It could be from last week for all we know.
That's true. That's a good point. It's a very good point. Oscar Isaac, Disney. So I just read a short time ago, Disney is down 6% right now in their entertainment division. 6%. They're losing some cash. What is the latest on Star Wars with them? Are they putting out another show? Like, what are they doing? Do you know, Justin?
I'll be honest. I canceled my Disney Plus a while ago.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. So I'm not as up to date. Matt, do you have anything?
Well, I know there was supposed to be a new Star Wars film that was scheduled to come out in 2026, but I believe Disney shelved it.
They shelved the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it'll eventually come out, but it's not coming out when it was supposed to. I think they decided they needed a little bit more time between releases, which makes sense because that franchise is sort of a disaster now.
All right, now the headline on this story describes this actor as an A-list actor. Would we consider Oscar Isaac to be an A-list actor at this point?
I wouldn't call him A-list. He's in some good movies. He's in Dune. I think that was probably his last big hit, but he had a smaller role in it. I think he's in that new show Frankenstein on Netflix. I wouldn't call him A-lister, but he is a big name in Hollywood.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'd call him an A-lister either, but well, anyway, this is what he said. If he would go back to Disney under one condition. And this has to do, I think, with the fact that ABC, so Disney owns ABC, and obviously China owns Disney, so it's the parent company, but cut 24.
You said that you would never return to Star Wars unless you needed a bigger house or another home.
That was a real likable quote.
See, there you go.
Jesus Christ.
It was,
you know, you say stuff.
Yeah.
People ask you things. You say stuff. You don't really think about it that much.
Right. But then you're held to it because it's,
because it's there. It's
like a religion. It's like.
It's true. I said a slightly thing.
But then you've said you've softened on this. That was the that was what I was going to ask. It sounds like you've kind of I feel like more recently I saw you saying, well, maybe, why not?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. I'm open to it. Like, you know, I'd be open to it. Although right now I'm not so open to working with Disney. But if they kind of figure it out and not succumb to fascism, but
that would be great.
That would be great. But if that happens, then yeah, I'd be open to having a conversation about A Galaxy Far Away.
Nobody needs A Galaxy Far Away. Nobody needs that. Is anyone even asking for that? I don't think so. No one's asking for that. Are you asking for that, Justin?
Most certainly not asking for that.
Yeah, nobody's asking for that. Not a single person.
By the way, Disney replaced the next Star Wars film, which was due to be released in December, with Ice Age 6. So,
I mean, you can't get better than that. In terms of thinking how they destroyed a franchise. Think about that. We're getting a freaking animated movie about a woolly mammoth in place of what was at one time arguably the most revered sci-fi movie franchise, maybe of all movie franchises ever. And they're replacing that with a story about a woolly mammoth and his little, like, rat friend. Part 6. Wow. Great job, Kathleen Kennedy, huh? Justin, every time we bring her up, and I think of that South Park when they just ripped her apart.
It needs to be more gay.
So good. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back as we wrap up the show and turn it over to Jimmy Failla for Fox Across America. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Just realizing I never played Neil Gorsuch. I teased it for 30 minutes and probably an hour and never played it. How long is the clip? Do I have time to squeeze it in here? All right. So I mentioned this earlier, I think in the 3 o'clock hour maybe. This is a long show, so you forget things. Conservative Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, schools must bring back a focus on civics, cut 25.
It seems like a lot of my generation and the younger generation, those stories just aren't taught in schools. Do you think that has hurt us as a society, that we eliminated those stories out of the history books?
You know, this is one thing my colleagues and I really agree on, is the importance of bringing civic education to our children. Over half of Americans can't pass the citizenship exam we expect people who come to this country to pass. Most Americans cannot name the 3 branches of government. And if you ask me what the greatest danger America faces today, it's itself. And we have to learn how to talk to one another. We need to know our shared history. And I think if we do that, we'll come to realize that all the things that separate us pale in comparison to the things that unite us, those 3 great ideas in the Declaration. And so, yeah, I wanted to be part of America's celebration and bringing us together again.
So to the
Good for him. I completely agree with him. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. You have year-end benefits that could be expiring. Don't just let money sit on the table and waste it. See if you can use that for a smile upgrade with Dr. Mike Veneria. Thank you so much for being part of the show today. Appreciate it. Check out all the great podcasts of our guests today, from the authors of Gold Bar Bob to Kennedy Nation to our buddy from the Pacific, from Landmark League Foundation as well. Thank you. Follow along on X and keep the conversation going at Rich Zeoli, and Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Rich Zeoli Show. See you tomorrow.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.